Hey there, everybody. Welcome back to Five Questions With. Last week, we had some amazing guests on the show, and boy, did we deep dive into their worlds. But here's the best part. We also uncovered their fun and playful sides. Our host, Scott Fullerton, has a treat for you today. You see, Five Questions isn't just about serious stuff. We like to keep it light and quirky, too. We ask questions that let our guests show their wonderfully unique and playful sides. Imagine this. What would they do if they woke up as a squirrel one day? Or what's their favorite ice cream flavor that describes their personality? It's all about bringing out their hidden quirks and having a blast along the way. We believe that even the most successful and accomplished individuals have a fun side, and we're here to celebrate that. So get ready to witness the fun and playful side of our extraordinary guests. You'll laugh, you'll smile, and you might just discover a thing or two about them that you never knew. So sit back, grab a drink, and get ready for the show.
All right, everyone, if it's Tuesday, it's time for another Five Questions With right here on Leftist Right Show Interviews. I am so excited to have back in the studio with me, Matt Scalarud is here. He is the president of Pink Media. They, of course, founded all those I Love Gay hashtags and social media posts for everything. Matt, welcome back to the show, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Thanks for having me.
I enjoy it. I get a lovely view of Central Park, and we get to chat with one of my friends. It's a beautiful day, my friend. You ready to play a little Five Questions?
I am. I have for those listening, I have no idea what you're going to ask me, so I'm crossing my fingers that we can get through this smoothly.
There you go. I never tell anyone because I like to have fun little first reactions, so it's always fun. All right. First thing, a little more business-oriented for you. If you could change two things about social media, one on the tech side and one on the content creator side, what would you wave your magic wand to do?
Well, above and beyond having Twitter/X find a new home, but that's neither tech nor content creator. I feel like the tech is actually there. I would actually tell you that I just wish more people understood on social media in general that the tools are there so that if they do go from kind of that one-way street, just posting, into actually utilizing the tools by being engaged with others, turning it into a two-way street. If there was just like a good understanding, a masterclass, something on that made folks understand, they'd be able to tap into what's already there, and they would realize, wow, we don't need a whole lot more tech to be able. There's a whole lot we can do just with what the tools that are available to us. And
that gets both sides at once. That's an answer, a one-size-fits-all answer. I like that.
It really is, because the content creators, some of them already get this. But then the content creators, then they'd be able to, because they've got these great audiences, but so typically an influencer is very, you can always tell when you, especially on TikTok, you can take and roll your eyes in your head and you're like, they're only in it for themselves. Like they're not very interested in who the audience is. They're just putting out this content. And if you're a great celebrity, you can get away with that. But for the vast majority of us middle range folks putting content out there, you have to realize that it's human, and that the more human you make it by showing interest in others, the more success you're going to have.
Very well said. All right, question two. Let's get a little more esoteric here. Put these in order for a Matt Scalarud weekend. We have a Broadway show, a game night with friends, deep sea fishing, speaking to an LGBTQ business group, or romantic dinner with the hubby.
First, we would have a romantic dinner. Nice. So you gotta like, because that sets the tone for the entire weekend. And then board games are always a great way to get things started, because for some reason it brings out the best and the worst of all your friends. Right. And then in the afternoon or the evening after you've gone through all that, then you can get together with everybody and then run off to a Broadway show and kind of start the wind down. To do any fishing doesn't really fit into all that stuff. So I'd have to like put that into a whole other trip. And I haven't done that in years, which
I remember you talking about it back in the day that you were that hubby was the Broadway boy and you were the practicality guy.
I can tell you so many stories of that, but yeah, I haven't, especially living on the East Coast. I have no idea what the fish are like here, East Coast versus West Coast. The West Coast, I could tell you, there's some good ones.
I think you and I both might have had our gay card revoked quite a few times. So we can trade stories someday. That's for sure.
I never told you about muscle cars, my whole world of muscle cars and,
no,
Edelbrock and Holley carburetors and those, Dodge Challengers, all of that. Yeah, that was my world.
Wow. Okay. That's going to be a fun. If we get you out in Palm Springs, we're going to have a conversation on that. I like it. All right. So if Pink Media, question number three, if Pink Media hosted a talent show, what quirky act would you perform to dazzle the audience?
You really make me think on these. Oh, let's see. We would host a spelling bee.
Nice. That's not done often. I like that. Okay. A little thinking, a little fun. I like it. All right. Very good.
I was a dork when I was a kid, and spelling bees were actually one of my most fun things that we would do in that era of time.
That's still huge back here in Northeast Ohio. Our big local newspaper Spelling Bee is a huge deal here. So for all the nerds out there, unite over spelling. I like that. All right, question number four, my friend. If you could swap lives with any LGBTQ+ icon for a day, who would it be and what would you want to experience?
There's so many out there. I could already tell you that, I already knew the icons that I always loved. I always wanted Sean Connery to be my grandfather, but but that's a whole other story unto itself. I'm stumped right now. I think it's because I think of so many, but then I can't think of the ones that I would identify with.
Mine changes all the time, so I hear you. I see different things, and it reminds me of different things. Like Harvey Milk would be interesting to be in the day, and Bayard Rustin the next day, and I mine switches all the time, so I don't blame you.
I know, Harvey Milk is actually a really good one when you bring him up, because every time I especially being from California and living and moving to New York, seeing the energy of a New Yorker who moved to California and how somebody was able to then really create change just based upon that, number one, that culture clash that he was able to accomplish and push and do things that a lot of Californians weren't really equipped to be able to do. But you just realize that he was also very self-aware that he was pushing things in a way that may not work out for him in the long run. And the fact that he was so self-aware, I've often wondered, like, what is it like to be in his shoes, like for a day where he was out there doing these things and realizing that it's a bit dangerous, the work he's doing. And because not all of us really have to ever consider that.
No, very true. I love that you said that too. All right. And question number five, Matt, if Pink Media was a cocktail, what ingredients would it contain and what catchy name would you call it?
Let's call it the Pinky Bee. That was something that I'd come up with for something else, but now I just realized that'd be a great cocktail name too. The Pinky Bee. I'll have one of those. through the years, especially because remember once upon a time we had the banana in there. And so sometimes when I would give a presentation, there were actually like a cake or a different dessert dish with, in the shape of a banana. And people got really creative trying to be able to kind of include that logo into the theme of what we were doing. But, I'm terrible at cocktails because the only time I started to really become venturous was when Sex and the City made us all discover what a cosmopolitan was.
Right.
And then from there I became so boring with vodka sodas, as a proper gay does.
Of course.
That I don't know what people put in their cocktails to make things special.
Yeah, we both come familiar with Spencer Hodison and Gay Water. We know that the vodka soda is the drink of choice, right?
It really is. And, he just put a name on what we already knew. And so along the way, I'd oftentimes get like, for about a year or two, I was a grapefruit vodka and soda guy. And then I'd migrate over to another flavor. And I just would fall in love with these flavors for a while, even different brands, and just keep going from there.
I'm such a creature of habit. I've always been a Bacardi and cranberry juice with a lime. I just like the tropicalness of it, and it's hard for me to switch. But yeah, I do like an occasional, like you said, you get a different flavor profile in there.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, Matt Scalarud, you made it through five questions. Thank you so much. Guys, if you missed our full interview, be sure to check the link below. We talked last week all about how Pink Media helps elevate our LGBTQ community through different social media and for helping branding for different companies. Also, just being a great company and bringing out there with travel and so many things. Matt, remind everyone where they can find the website for the company.
Yeah, pinkmedia.lgbt. And from there, they can find it all.
There you go. Guys, we appreciate you tuning in every Tuesday, because if it's Tuesday, it is time for 5 Questions With. We'll see you next time. Have a great week. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to our bonus podcast, 5 Questions With. Be sure to look for us every Tuesday as we bring back some of your favorite guests from the previous week's interviews and some special Best of 5 Questions guests as well. If you haven't subscribed yet or hit the like button, tap those buttons now to help other people find Left of Straight podcasts. We appreciate you for listening and look for our interviews with your favorite LGBTQ and straight allies from entertainment, foodies, music, books, and advocacy. We'll see you next week, because if it's Tuesday, it's time for 5 Questions With.